Episode 39.
39?
Welcome to the Bad Seat Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Elliot, what's up?
Just the sky. That's it. Right? That one? That's a good one.
That was fun. How have you been these few days?
You know, just in lockdown, living the life.
Locking them down.
Yep, that's about it.
Locking them and loading them.
That's true. I loaded, then I locked. So I got it backwards first time. Now I'm working on, you know.
Yeah.
Unlocking so I can reload.
I hear you, son. I hear you. Like I said, welcome to episode 39. This is our second attempt to try to do this because I feel like there was some Karen gods making sure this didn't come out.
Right.
This episode is strictly about the ones they call Karens.
Karens, yeah.
Let me just read a little synopsis.
Oh, yeah, please.
Karen is everywhere. One might not know her personally, but we all know who she is. Karen is universal. The dyed hair, sunglasses, the capris, shopping bag in one hand, and a clenched fist in the other one on the front lines.
The battleground.
The question, "Can I speak to your manager?" floats from her mouth like a song of sirens. We all know Karen. We avoid Karen at all costs. Better yet, we're not her captive audience. For those working in retail and the service industry who have encountered a Karen, our heart goes out to them. These stories and some of the other ones that we're doing today are exhausting as fuck and hilarious. And sometimes, well, most of them are extremely fucking racist. Elliot, what do you have? What is a Karen to you?
A Karen to me? Well, I used to deal with Karens daily at my job. I was the manager of a pizza place. You know, pizza, sandwiches, stuff like that. And a Karen is basically someone who views people who work in customer service, people who work with the public, they view them as fucking...
objects.
Objects to... basically, they have no understanding of the fact that things can possibly go wrong. They don't, there's no real, they have a very unrealistic view of the world.
Right.
Basically. Anything that doesn't go their way, they act like a child. And that's pretty much the gist of it from my experience, my personal experience.
Even not like being the person talking to it or getting yelled at by one, just seeing it is the worst fucking thing.
Yeah.
Everybody that listens to this knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably probably seen it happen out in the wild, seen someone getting yelled at for, you know. I think a really common Karen thing is if a Karen says she's been waiting an hour, she's really been waiting 15 minutes.
Right.
That kind of thing. There's been a lot of great Karen moments with this whole lockdown that's going on.
Oh, right.
Where literally everyone in the world, give or take, is inconvenienced by this to some extent. But they still see themselves as the top priority and have no understanding that, you know, these people are working overtime trying to feed them their McDonald's.
I saw and I don't have it queued up because it's something I saw like yesterday, but there was a video, and this perspective is the Karen is filming, right?
Oh, those are always the best.
So yeah. Her, it's about 14 people, and it's all moms and kids in like upstate New York. They break in, they go to this park.
I saw the same video, yeah.
And they remove all the caution tape from the park and then start, you know, playing on all the shit with their fucking kids. And the park, like, there's one police and then there's, a park ranger or something.
Yeah, the Parks and Rec guy.
Parks and Rec guy. And, you know, and they're saying they have rights and shit like that. Like, and then their kids are just going crazy. And I don't know, that's just so, like... What makes you think that that is fucking fine?
Well, I think the one that stuck with me, and it's all about entitlement with a Karen, and since they pay taxes, or presumably pay taxes.
Right, we don't know.
We don't know, but basically they're going, you know, we paid for these parks through our taxes. Why can't we use them? And the guy's going, well, no one can use this.
Yeah, it's a little bit different right now.
It's not just you. We don't have a list of just your names saying you can't use this. It's literally no one can fucking use them.
I want to know the origins of Karen. Like, when did the whole manager thing start? First person that was like, you know what? Actually, let me talk to your manager.
Well, I became so numb to it dealing with these people day to day. And Karen's also, like we described, a Karen isn't always a middle-aged white woman.
Mm-mm.
A Karen can be any race or creed. Karen's a fucking attitude. And you never knew, you know, some ladies with the terrible fucking swoop haircut would be really nice to you. Yeah,
the equivalent of a, I don't know, it looks like an 80s Tony Hawk kind of.
Yeah. And then another time it'd be a middle-aged black dude who would be fucking a Karen. You know what I mean? It's the same attitude of entitlement. You know what I mean? Certain people have.
Yeah, the male Karens are Marks.
Right. I heard, I saw some Kevins, Marks, Chads.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people arguing online over what to call a male Karen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they have many.
They go by many names.
They go by many names.
But yeah, they're out there. But I think when the internet's made it, like everything else, the internet made it they put a label on it.
Oh, right.
You know, everyone knew what a Karen was. They just didn't have a word for it.
Right.
Before, you know, a little while ago.
All right. So we have a plethora of videos here, you know.
The spoils. We're spoiled for Karens.
We're spoiled for Karens. So this video, it's not a retail video. This is a video of a woman that attempts to block a black man, from entering his own apartment complex.
This is, sadly, a common video these days.
Yeah, dude, this is pretty gnarly. And this, from the moment this starts, it's like she realizes she sounds like an idiot,
mm-hmm.
but then she just doesn't want to say that she sounds like that and just continues.
Doubling down is a big part of being a Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Never back down.
Never back down. Never give up. Straight edge till the end. Here's this.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
I'll be answering that question. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
She's blocking him from his own place.
You can film me. That's okay. Fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. And it's my building as well, so I need you to get out of my way.
Okay, unit?
I don't need to say that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, you can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion. You're uncomfortable because of you. I need you to move out of my way, please.
No.
Ma'am, please stop touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You just was previously.
Before. I'm not touching you at all.
So I'm going to step in.
I'm not touching you, and I'm not in any way doing anything outside of letting my dog go to the bathroom.
You're drunk as hell.
And you're blocking the door.
What unit?
I don't need to tell you that. What unit do you live in?
307.
Okay. Great. I'm on the fourth floor. Excuse me.
No. You don't have a key fob. You are... No.
No. Ma'am.
If you have that, then okay.
Ma'am, you're not security. You're not the property manager. You're not like her.
So he shows the key fob.
Right.
And then still.
Right.
But Herman. I live still here.
Okay, and I live here too. You're not Mike Herman. You're not Rick.
I don't like the fact you have your phone in my face.
Okay, I don't like the fact that you're blocking me for where I pay...
All I'm asking is what unit.
But you're not, I don't need to tell you that information, ma'am.
If you want to come into my building.
It's not your building. You're not the owner. You pay rent.
Sir, you walked up on a street.
I wish someone would walk by right now.
Buzzed in. Oh, yeah.
But you're not.
Okay, she's not asked them what unit.
No, can you show me the key fob into this building?
I'm not showing you anything. In a second, ma'am, I'm bound to walk through where I live at. So.
No.
Okay.
Can you show me the key fob into this? No.
Excuse me.
No.
All right, okay. So this video goes on and on.
Well, and the thing is, too, with her whole initial thing, what if he just said, "Oh, I'm in 503"?
She still would have followed.
Yeah.
So this lady goes on to follow him into the elevator,
right,
to his place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the video is long. I don't want to play the whole fucking thing. The ending is them getting off.
Harassment.
And
that's my next step.
Literally following him off the elevator to his front door.
You just follow me all the way to my door.
As a plan.
And you see my keys in the door. That is so that.
As a record, I just want to say.
Ma'am,
you just no. Have a good night, ma'am. That don't ever do that again. You look pretty stupid on video. Have a nice night. And my name is Mr. Tolles. Thank you.
Boom.
And he closes the door.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. They're just, I mean, that is just pure racism. Is all it is.
Yeah, I mean that's a good 45% of being a Karen.
Yeah. Like this next video will illustrate pretty well.
It's crazy, man. If you don't work in the restaurant industry, not a lot of people film the interactions in a restaurant of a Karen.
No,
but if you were to look up Karen or something like that on YouTube, it's the most ridiculous racist shit in the world.
Oh yeah,
this video is a video from here in Charlotte, and this fucking lady kind of did the same thing. These chicks were hanging out in their apartment complex in the middle of the night, not even in the middle of the night,
just the night
on a Friday night, and this lady drunk as hell. Which, come to find out, this lady got hers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she...
Well, the lady from the previous video lost her job.
Did she?
Yeah, it said that. It mentioned that at the beginning of the... And honestly, that is one thing. If you do encounter a Karen who's doing this to you, please film, because their life will get fucked up because of it.
But if... at that one point where they're like, wait, oh, fuck, I am being an asshole. Oh, the camera's out. And they still continue doing it.
Yeah.
How is that?
No, they deserve everything that's coming to them.
Yeah. So here's this. This is and this lady got a nickname, kind of like the lemonade lady that called the cop.
Oh, on the lemonade stand.
Yeah, I forgot what they called her.
I can't remember.
But this one's called South Park Susan.
Okay, so what are you asking me? Do I need to call the police because I feel threatened? Okay. Well, we can do that. Hi, how are you? I'm hot. I'm beautiful. I'm 51. What are we going to talk about tonight? Being hot, being beautiful, being white.
So they're filming her.
My new wave.
Being white.
Do you live here?
Do you live here?
I do, actually. 1C 8744 Fairview.
So why
do we feel that we need to be here, like hanging out, like on this beautiful like place?
On this beautiful place.
Why do you feel you need to be in our space?
Well, I live here and I pay rent. I pay almost $1,100.
And so does she.
Okay.
Just don't talk to her. Please don't. Because I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I don't know, but we can call 911 to find out if you got a problem.
That's cool. Well, I was about ready to go over to Red Rocks. Do you want to meet me over to Red Rocks?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know where Red Rocks is? Okay. Right. Well, I can do this too.
You want to pause it real quick?
Yeah.
So what she was trying to do there, in her shitty gumshoe fucking detective, drunk, middle-aged white lady way, is she was trying to figure out if she knew a local, if they knew a local bar,
right?
Because obviously, because it's two black ladies, they must be from the wrong side of the tracks,
right?
And wouldn't know Red Rock was near there. That was her. That was obviously her logic there.
Also, this isn't Myers Park. This is like
right.
This is not the craziest, most expensive part of town.
No,
like most apartments or anything around Charlotte cost about $1,100.
Right. Well, you say I pay $1,100, and it's like, oh, so you live in
Charlotte. Okay, so do college kids.
Right. Yeah. So do the kids at Johnson and Wales. That's what they fucking. You know what I mean? But it's like,
good job, Susan.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, let's do that right now. Let's call 911. Yeah. Oh. I want to make sure that there's...
So she gets her phone out.
Because my kids go to Myers Park. So
what does that have to do with anything?
There's nothing going on. Mm-hmm. And why are you hanging out? Where do you live?
I must live.
Where do you live here in this place?
Aaron, Chef, do not entertain her. Please.
No, stop. No, please do. Because I want to get this on film.
Yeah, where do you play?
On film.
Yeah.
Because this is Myers Park. This is South Park. Mm, girl, 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 girl,
Chef,
girl.
ma'am.
She got real close to
real close.
I live here.
Go over there then.
I
pay rent too, so please.
What do you pay? And I'll let Jonathan know what you pay.
What?
Who the fuck is Jonathan?
Also, if Jonathan gets a text. If this so-called Jonathan gets a text from this lady at midnight on a Friday,
right,
and it's like, just so you know, these people pay this,
right,
he's gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's
the mentality.
Yeah, well, I'll call Jonathan. Nobody gives a fuck who Jonathan is.
Yeah, okay, name drop.
Right.
Cool.
What's going on here in this parking lot that you feel that you need to come right
now? I don't want to drop my video, so you go ahead and call 911.
I'm going to drop my video, and I'm white, and I make $125,000 a year, and I want to make sure that you're all up in here. Girl, I got you, girl. I'm white. I got you, girl.
Okay, so it goes on and on and on, but we get the gist.
Yeah, she's drunk. She's white.
She owns Myers Park, apparently. Right. You know,
she has kids who go to school.
They go to school here, so I want to know what you're doing in this parking lot on a Friday night when they're not in school.
Right, exactly.
Misses, two ma'ams.
But so what happened to South Park Karen?
South Park Susan.
Or South Park Susan,
South
sorry.
Park Karen. she got a it's so weird because I found this, like, and, you know, your phone knows what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a thing that she just had her trial. It was like right before this corona stuff happened. And, she got it continued or something. You know,
what was the trial? What happened?
I mean, she was harassing these people.
Right. It was pure harassment.
And,
yeah.
You know, those girls, I mean, not even, they could have the worst lawyer and fucking.
That's pretty clear cut.
It's pretty clear cut. Like, I'm sure $125,000 a year.
Yeah.
South Park Susan got somebody good, but I'm sure her lawyer was like, I really don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, I'm also sure whatever those ladies could afford, if you showed that video to a lawyer, they'd be like, yeah, I got you pro bono. We'll get some shit done.
I wish they just threw money at her.
Yeah.
And just continued talking. You know, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And here's kind of another one. Hold on, let me pause it. So this is in an airport, right?
Oh, there's a lot of good Karens in airport experiences. Karens in airport is another example of when everyone is not enjoying what they're doing.
Right.
Like, no one's like, sweet, I get to go to the airport today.
So this...
You know? But they're the ones who are...
Oh, man.
Acting like they're the only ones not happy with what's happening.
So here's a classic case of a Karen having a bad day. Do Karens have good days? I don't know.
Yeah, when
they get their...
When their husbands...
when they get their way.
When their husbands go to their mistress's house for the weekend.
Could you imagine being like, Karen, I know we've never went out to eat together.
Right.
You seem like the perfect woman. Will you marry me?
Oh, God.
Because there's no way that this person that marries these people have been in public with them. I don't know. How do you even meet and fall in love with a Karen?
Well, you notice a lot of the times in these videos, it happens, but it's very rare that there's someone with them. It's usually them on their own, left to their own devices. The videos we're showing and talking about is what happens.
Yeah.
If there's someone to keep them in check... And their kids don't count, because a lot of these videos, they're with their kids, which makes it worse. But
I don't know, man. You've seen what Bill Clinton looks like now.
Yeah, he aged. He aged pretty quick.
So
are you saying Hillary Clinton's a Karen?
Quite possibly could be. She's got the haircut.
That's true.
But it could be. I've seen, like, out at a fucking restaurant, I've seen a couple, and the lady is yelling.
Yeah.
And it was an older couple, and the lady was yelling as much as she could at this poor fucking girl. It was at like a Logan's or something, like a steakhouse. And I look up, and they're at like the booth three down from me. And this old man, which is, I'm assuming, her husband,
right,
is just sitting there eating as if nothing was happening.
I will say it happens both ways, where if it's a husband and wife, or if their daughter's there or their son's there, somebody will freak out on you, and then another member of the family will come up. I had a guy hand me $15 one time because his father was such a dick to me. He said, "Here, I'm sorry about that." He gave me a $15 tip.
That's crazy. There's no taming these Karens or Marks.
Like, that's costing that guy hundreds of dollars a year, I imagine. Just go every time he goes out to eat with his dad, he has like extra money in his pocket.
That's not even
to like make up for what his dad's behavior.
This is dad money.
Yeah. So it's a little dad tax. Can you imagine, every time you go out to eat?
Could you imagine that man taking his dad to a bar?
Oh boy!
He's like, here's 10, yeah. Here's 15, here's 5. Yeah. Here's fucking goddamn.
You're spending bachelor party money to go to a bar on a Thursday with that guy. So anyway,
so yeah, this to set this one up, this is a lady that apparently was on a plane or maybe waiting for the plane, but they're in the airport, but lost her headphones. Right.
Yeah.
And this black lady is walking, was sitting close to her and has the same. And by the way, they're fucking like AirPods.
Right. The most common headphones.
Or just like iPhone headphones, you know, with the cord.
Right.
Let's just play. Also, she plays victim real fast. Oh, and it's great. So this is the lady that has her
fucking headphones. She stole my headphones. If you don't stop her, I'm going to call the police.
Ma'am.
Not a joke.
So she's just walking.
It is a joke, this whole situation.
She's just filming, and a third perspective of somebody filming somebody else that they think has done wrong, like this girl.
Oh, she actually physically engaged the woman.
Yeah, yeah. She grabbed at her headphones, so the girl slapped at her.
Yeah.
And in return, stole her headphones, and now, by the way, you can't do shit like that in an airport anymore. I don't know what the Karen law is.
No, you get put in a small room for acting like an asshole in an airport now.
Right. I think you just go to jail.
Well, that too.
For acting the fuck up. You're a fucking nuisance at that point. No. I don't know. That's pretty.
See, I love the, and that's the thing of like the lady literally screams like she's being assaulted. Like even, let's say in an alternate universe, that lady did steal her headphones. That is still an insane overreaction to someone stealing your headphones, screaming help in the middle of an airport. Like it's baffling.
It is very baffling. What the fuck? I mean, the world would be a whole different place if every person acted like this. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, it'd be Florida.
All right. You're not wrong.
No.
So I have a story here. This isn't a video.
Right.
This one's the title of this is called All for 99 Cents, right? And it goes, I worked at a grocery store and a coworker slapped a 99 cent sticker on my shirt. We were two of maybe five employees, so we were all good friends and everything is funny when you got to pass the time on a shift like any other job.
Yeah.
You know, some woman came through my line and asked why I had a sticker on my shirt. And I was, you know, kind of laughing it off. She asked if I thought it was funny, and I was like, not really, but I guess sort of. She asked if my coworker put it there, which I responded, yes. She told me she was going to speak to the store owner because it was disrespectful to have that to behave that way at work. She told me to get my manager, which I did, and the manager knew the lady was an idiot. She talked to the store owner and my manager about firing me. What?
Yeah, going for somebody's job.
That's, like heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy.
And these are the same women or same people.
Right.
Who are like back the blue.
Oh yeah.
Like they don't want a cop to get fired for fucking rupturing somebody's eardrum because they had, you know, a gram of weed or something.
Yeah.
But they also want the fucking store clerk to get fired because they have a sticker on their shirt.
Right. I mean, if this was a different, you know, time or something, if they'd be like, off with that guy's hand that put that sticker on you.
Exactly.
This one's called Karen Loves Racism, which we found out that is extremely true.
Yeah, it happens.
This Karen blew up at me for ignoring her son. And this is coming from a... Well, I'll just read the whole thing and you can put it together. She blew up at me for ignoring her son, who was trying to hit on me by saying Konnichiwa and calling me Cowie. I had never met him before, and I am not Japanese.
Right.
She called me a stuck-up racist and that I should be glad that he was wordly enough to speak Asian to me. I just responded, sorry, no English. They had previously heard me speaking English with my friend, and I walked away.
Which is the only response you can have to that. Yeah. Well, I think probably that girl did the best thing you can do in that situation for herself, because she could have you know, really laid him out.
Right.
But, you know.
My son was speaking good Asian to you.
Right.
And you ain't going to give him your number.
Right. Like, and he wasn't speaking Asian. He was saying internet phrases that people use to describe anime characters. He saw
a goddamn Disney movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he's kindly enough to do anything.
Right. It's not like he was speaking fluent Mandarin or something like that, and she got upset.
So, yeah, I mean, that's how it goes. This next video I have queued up is a about the most ridiculous one that I've found.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
So this is a principal. This is a principal Karen in a high school in Georgia.
Oh, yes.
Area.
This one went viral.
This one went heavy viral. And
for good reason.
For good reasons. Dude, this is about as wild as it can.
Do you want to set the scene a little bit?
Okay, so the scene is it's a graduation ceremony. There was one more speaker that was forgot. I'm not sure. I can't really remember, like, now if it's the kid that's like being interviewed right here. If he was the one that was being got skipped out on.
Right.
But she's trying to call everybody back in and sitting him down.
Right.
And this is how it works.
Y'all owe this young man an apology, especially that goober that was coming through with his little thing. That was so rude. Where are you, you little coward?
Yeah. People just walking out, which you should, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
People are being so rude to not listen to this speech. It was my fault that we missed it in the program. Look who's leaving, all the black people.
Oh, there we go.
And then the whole place.
Right. And also the best part is in the video. You can see initially, before she says that, it's not just black people walking out. It is everyone. Because if you've ever been to a high school graduation, it is so long.
Yeah.
And so all you want to do is you want to get the fuck out of there and hug the person you were there to see and tell them congratulations. Yeah. Get the fuck back in the car and go home.
Yeah, and go to Pizza Hut and celebrate. Right.
the fact that she just, in her head, that's where she went right away. I don't know. What eventually happened to her, doesn't it say?
Yeah, it says that the lady was confronted about everything and apologized. This is the principal of that fucking school, by the way.
Right.
And she said, the devil was in the house and came out from my mouth. I deeply apologize for my racist comment and hope that forgiveness is in your hearts. We all make mistakes.
First of all, it's if somebody ever does something terrible to me and they go, I'm sorry, man, it was the devil, that is not an apology.
That is
not an apology.
That's the most backhanded Southern not my fault apology I've ever heard.
Right, like blame it on the devil. Like, no, you did that. The devil is not
No, the devil didn't do that. Karen, principal, right. Karen. Oh man, I'm sure that's not a job anymore for her.
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah, it's it baffles me. I would say, I don't know, there's no statistics that I've looked up, but let's just say 80% of the time they get their fucking way.
Right. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you, at least in my old line of work, it was way more than 80% of the time. It was.
Oh yeah, because you are to know that, you know. I mean, you know that the customer is always right.
Right,
which is annoying, and I feel like the more time that goes by in 2020, like even restaurants are starting to be like, you know what, that's not right.
Yeah, well, you it goes back to that sense of entitlement, and also it's a thing of, you know, I would have people buy a $7 sandwich, and I literally had times more than once where my employees would be in tears. Like one of the girls working the front would come back and be in tears, and I would have to go deal with the person who did that.
We've talked about this before, like the guy with the money, the pocket full of money for his fucking dad. What would you do
with what the pocket full of money for his dad?
Well, no, I would do a lot with the pocket money.
No, what are you referencing?
What would you do if that was a family member of yours?
Oh, right. The guy who, well, I tell you what, I have run interference. My aunt, who I love very much, she doesn't have a whole lot of sympathy for people who work in restaurants, is the nicest way to put it.
Right.
So like we were at Cracker Barrel one time, and she asked for a side of lemons. She loves lemons, and she just wanted to be able to pull from the fucking well whenever she wanted a lemon. And I realized that the waitress had forgotten we were in a busy fucking Cracker Barrel, which is, you know, is a fucking meat shop, like just churning people in and out,
right,
turning tables. You always have a full section. It's not. So, you know, I'm thinking all of that when my aunt's just thinking, I don't have my fucking lemons. And, you know, and so yeah. So all I did was I got the waitress's attention, and I was just, she was asked the next time the waitress was asking me something, I was just like, yeah, and can I get those lemons, please? You know what I mean? I asked before it became an issue, you know, for my family member. But honestly, it's because my aunt's not that bad. There are people who are so fucking bad that you can't run interference for them. You just have to pitch cleanup. You just have to go in there and be like, and be all apologies. And I experienced that a lot. And, you know, honestly, if it was me, I wouldn't go out to eat with that person.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the easiest solution is to go like, oh, is so-and-so going to be there? No, I'm not going to do that.
It's just, it blows my mind that, I mean, I haven't, I don't go out to eat with my family, but I mean, I've got a feeling that somebody would be like that. I've been out, you know, been out to eat with my grandpa, and he leaves a dollar tip.
Yeah, I gotta go out behind him. You gotta add a little bit to them.
But you know, when it comes to that, like when we see the stuff on the internet, we'll make them lose their jobs. But when they're in our families,
right?
We're like,
you're going high. Well, it's a hard conversation to have with people too. And I will say this: my dad, he has a temper, and he worked in. See, but the difference is my dad worked in customer service for 30 years.
Right.
He ran a jewelry store.
Oh, he's just over it.
And then he ran a hardware store.
Okay.
Just being
mad at everybody and just...
Right.
Like being mad at everybody because you're fed up with it, and being mad at everybody for no reason is two different things.
Well, I think my dad's reasoning is he goes... Because my dad was good at what he did before he retired. But he also, if he sees someone not doing it the way he would have done it, it pisses him off.
Oh, right.
So I have been in situations where my dad's complaining, and he is really, honestly, like, nobody's going to take a video of my dad complaining and put it on the internet because it's not that interesting.
Right.
Like, he doesn't lose his shit. He doesn't, but at the same time, I'll sit there going like, oh my fucking God, we didn't need to do this. Can we just move the fuck on? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But there are family members that, you know, and I feel for those people who have family members that they honestly can't fucking take out in public. Like, just because they'll, you know.
Right.
They'll ruin whatever experience you're having.
Yeah, which, it's like, you know, like trying to take your 80-year-old grandpa for a beer at a bar and like seeing a black dude. Oh, boy.
No.
That could be rough.
I mean, and that's the thing is the
it's like
the racial aspect of it does come into it. I had a lady one time. It was completely unreal. I was already helping her fix the situation, and she was like, "Well, that little black girl."
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, just like adding it, like okay, I didn't need to know. You know, there's two people working the front, and I think that night they both happened to be black girls. And right. I was like, so you didn't need to say that right. because it didn't specify. She wasn't specifying which person helped her.
No, she just wanted to say it.
Right. It was like something was stuck in her throat and she had to be like, little black girl.
Yeah,
like she had to fucking get that out.
Karens are like bottle rockets. You know?
Yeah.
As soon as it goes off, man.
Yeah. The racial thing is a huge fucking part of it. And I had a girl give the wrong change one time by like a dollar or something like that. I was in the back doing something. I was the only manager on shift, and it was this fucking okay, I will say this. I'm not trying to shit on short dudes, but I had a lot of short dudes talk a lot of shit to me when I was selling pizza for a living. Like for some reason they just had this little like Napoleon thing, but I fucking somebody tells me, like, you need to go up front right now. And I was like, oh, shit. So I walk up front, and it's this like, 5'6" guy. And he is fucking red in the face and fucking pissed off. He got the wrong change. And he was yelling about getting stolen from. Oh. And they had already, by the time I got up front, he had already had his correct change. But he was just, like, on his high horse.
Right.
About it. And I got up, and as soon as I walked up, he fucking calmed the fuck down and, like, basically was like, as soon as I was like, what's the problem? He's like, she was trying to steal from me. And I was like, I'm sorry. She, okay. So, and I knew the girl well. And I was like, okay, sir, I didn't say I don't believe you, but I said, sir, I'm sure it was an honest mistake. And did we get you your correct change? And he was like, yes. And I was like, well, is there anything else I can help you with? He was just like, no, this is the last time I'm ever coming back in here. Yeah. And just stormed out and left. But when it was two teenage girls at the front, he was firepower.
All firepower.
And then as soon as I walked around and I'm fucking 6'2", 300 pounds. Not that, you know what I'm saying? Like, not that that's like a thing, but just,
That's that Napoleon.
Right.
Somebody looking over him. He's like, all right.
He's like, well, hold on. Maybe I should calm the fuck down, you know?
I feel like at any point, like once a manager gets there and they repeat the fact of what they just did.
Right.
Like once they have to say it to somebody else, if at that point they don't start doing the whole, wait, okay, maybe this is stupid.
Well,
this is really stupid.
And the thing about that Karens need to realize too is when you say, let me get the manager sees the person you're complaining about more than they see their best friends.
Yeah.
They know this person, especially in a restaurant or anywhere, even in a retail environment, you become close with the people you work with one way or the other. You know, you don't like everybody maybe, but
right.
you know, you're all doing the same job more or less in the same environment. It's universal. People you work with, you either get along with them or you're miserable. So a lot of people choose to get along. So when you come up to me and tell me some wild shit that this person who I know is a straight A student,
right,
and
just aces,
and like never misses a day of work, is 15 minutes early every day, and I've heard them interact with customers for a year.
Yeah, dude.
And you're telling me like, yeah, she told me to put, and I'm going, no, she didn't. She absolutely did not, you know, but they still try to make up wild shit to get this person fired. And it's like, no, you can't. Now, if you go and put in a corporate complaint, honestly, it's the same thing because it depends on the corporation. But if corporate contacts you and goes, hey, we got this complaint about this person, and you go, no, absolutely not. There's no possible way. You know, I had been a manager there for 3 years. Like, if there was a corporate complaint about somebody that couldn't be proven and my opinion was asked on it, it would get taken seriously. You know what I mean? Like,
but, you know, the easiest way to do all this is to what? Give them what they want.
Right.
Give them a free something.
Oh, we used to do refunds and we would write them down for next time. I would give them their money back. give them their food and say, hey, next time you come and see us, it's on us.
Right.
Yeah. And we would do, I was able to do that without any consequence. Like, we were told to just take care of people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're always right.
Right. And honestly, it rewards that behavior.
Yeah. It's like giving a dog a treat for shitting.
But I used to take care of people who were reasonable, who would be like, hey, man, I totally get it. You know, I worked in a fucking, like a lot of people would say that. They'd be like, dude, I worked at Pizza Hut or whatever when I was younger, and they would be like so nice to me about it.
Right.
I would go out of my way to like give them extra food, give them a drink while they waited. I would try to reward the good behavior more than the right. bad behavior, but the bad behavior still always gets rewarded.
Right. It's kind of ridiculous. I was at a Starbucks. I might have told this story on the podcast before, but I was in a Starbucks one time, and it was in one of the uppity parts of Charlotte. And there was two ladies that got iced coffee in front of me, like one of the ventis, the big ones. One of them got it all the way to the top, and then one of them, it was like maybe an inch and a half below the lid, and she was fucking, and I was waiting on mine, and she complained so hard about getting shit out of her money, and the little girl behind the counter was like throwing her hands up, like, what the fuck is going on? And then the manager came and whispered in her ear. And she scooped up ice and put ice on the top of her drink, and it made her drink rise. And then that lady was immediately satisfied.
Right.
She's like, thank you. Like, you just got more ice.
Right.
Like,
you just witnessed displacement. It wasn't actual.
No, you got no more liquid.
Right.
Like, you got more ice. It just went up in your cup, and you were happy. Like, yeah. You're a fucking idiot. And then they went on to their, you know, whatever they were doing. They looked like they were on their way to yoga.
That's what we had the biggest issue at the place I worked at. Well, one of the bigger issues is we cut our pizza Chicago style, square cut. Here in the South, for some reason, people take offense to that. Like they,
right. like we,
they
like
hate
we,
it.
Like we have, like we're in the running for Chicago and right. NY pizza. Like no, in North Carolina, we cut our pizza like this.
Right, but it was, and it's literally as simple as like, that's not how pizza looks. Like that is literally why people would get upset. And they would tell us, you know, okay, after the first time they learn, and then they tell us, can I get that
regular cut?
Usually how they'd say it, can I get it cut like a pizza? It's like, what? Okay, all right, yeah, of course. And we had a button for pie cut. And if you got a pie cut pizza and you took the order, I told people, hit that pie cut button 10 to 15 times. Because when you're expoing,
right,
like an assembly line. You're sitting there cutting the pizzas, and you're used to it's muscle memory.
Right,
you pull a pizza out,
yeah.
and you cut it. So the tickets would be almost twice as long.
Right,
so you would catch it, but
that makes sense.
I would say about 30% of the time, even with the long ticket, you'd still forget if it was busy.
Right, I mean it's a fucking pizza place. It's right. still pizza. It's and the same pizza,
same taste, same flavor.
Yeah.
But people would, I would go. They would get there. Well, as soon as you cut the pizza wrong, I would tell someone to start making another one. And then when the person got there, usually the next pizza wasn't done yet. And you say, listen, we've cut the pizza wrong. We got another one working for you. And reasonable people would be like, well, yeah, I'll take it, but it's okay. You know, but other people would be like, I come in here 5 or 6 times a week, always exaggerating.
Right.
And every time y'all cut my pizza wrong.
It's like I'm in here every day. Right. I have never seen you.
And it's like, I don't know your fucking name. I work here. I work 50 hours a week. Right. But yeah, and that would set people off. Their pizza was cut like a square. They fucking hate it. And they would be so, they would not, or no, I would have people tell me, well, we're not going to eat it. If it was cut square cut, they go, well, I mean, my you know, we're not going to eat it, so you can just keep the square cut one.
What
the? And they would take the pie cut one. Instead of taking a whole extra large pizza home.
Right.
They would, anyway, that's just some old shit. That's some old fucking PTSD shit that I just went on.
That's like if they had ketchup and it was only in packets at their house, you'd think they'd use it?
We only use bottle ketchup in this house.
Yeah, only bottled. That's it.
You want me to drink out of a straw? The fuck is wrong with you?
What is a metal straw? Right. Oh, I can only imagine what that's like now.
Oh, the plastic straw, or the paper, I'm sorry, the paper straws. Paper straws, yeah.
Out in public. All right, so this next video.
All right, so this guy is a guy who, I guess he's in a Walmart. He's got a problem at his checkout.
All right.
And security's been called over. So, and he's very upset about it. This is a male Karen.
All right.
How you doing, sir?
So this is security walking up.
Okay, now I want to know, we standing here in line, and this guy been on the phone 20 minutes. Why is that?
It's probably all they got, you know what I'm saying?
My man, look, you was here Saturday night So I'm going to file another complaint, because obviously the first complaint wasn't good enough.
So pause.
Okay.
So what it is, and this is great too, and this used to happen a lot in my experience, where people would become experts on how to run a grocery store or how to run a restaurant.
Oh, because you go to them twice a week.
So
you get it.
So this guy has been standing in line longer than he feels is appropriate.
Right.
And has raised so much hell about it that two security officers have walked up to him.
Right, which I didn't even know grocery stores had two security officers.
Well, two is a lot. I mean, I've seen one.
Yeah, Well, the one I'm used to going to has one armed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
For different reasons.
Right. But yeah, so it's this thing of him being what you would call, I guess, an armchair expert or something like that.
Right.
A fucking, you know, Monday morning quarterback as far as what's going on in the store.
Right, my man, whatever you gonna do it.
No, I'm just saying, though, call
whatever. Look here, my man.
Right.
He is a manager.
I'm not the problem.
He is a manager.
I understand what you're saying.
And so for him to go out there, what he want you to do?
No, I'm just saying, though, if you call him the customer, you gotta leave the store.
I ain't leaving. Yeah. Man, I got food. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I understand.
I ain't going nowhere. Well, and if I don't go, what you gonna do?
You don't have to video.
Yes, I do. I had that right. I can do that. I can do that. He been on the phone 25 minutes.
It went up 5 minutes.
My man, look at these lines. You talking about what I'm supposed to sit here and take this? Man, what is your name? Let me put your name on here.
Don't do that.
Okay? No, don't touch me, man. Don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me no more.
But like I said,
The perspective of the person causing a ruckus filming.
Right.
Just that power that they think they have in their hands is so fucking wild to me. Like the one I was talking about earlier with the ladies in the park that they ripped the tape off of.
Yeah.
And they thought they were in the right.
Yeah.
How the fuck? Like, he thinks he has a right because he has groceries. Motherfucker, that is 90% of the reason. I don't know. Let's say 100% of the reason you're in a grocery store.
And he's also
for groceries.
He's also panning to people behind him in line who have probably been waiting, you know,
longer than he has.
Right. Or, basically he's panning to other people who are in the same situation, but not being a dick about it.
Right.
But that's the crazy thing about Karen videos is often it is the Karen themselves filming it because they feel so right about what they're doing.
Right, dude.
Okay. So this lady.
All right.
Will explain in great detail the situation, so I won't go into that too much, but basically,
so this is a video of
they are in a Burger King.
They're in the Burger King right
and
now.
They start filming from their perspective.
Okay
so they got basically the root of the problem is they said two of their fries were warm and the rest were cold.
Mm.
Which right away is not possible. Either they were all cold.
Yeah, you would have been better off just saying all cold.
Yeah, they were all cold. Okay, so.
So you got 2% of my fries right.
Right, exactly. they put a bunch of cold fries in it and then picked two hot ones out and put it on. That's what's going through her head. But there's some other problems with the order that also make no sense at all. But it's a fairly empty Burger King, and she decides to film a court-style rundown of her situation.
Oh,
that is what this video is.
I'm inside a Burger King located at 2170 Monterey Road.
Oh, no, you didn't.
San Jose, California. And I normally don't mess with the beef because I don't do well with beef. It usually shocks my system. But
good information. I'm good to know that.
and a large fry with a bacon cheeseburger. And so anyways, my fries, the first couple of fries were hot, and then the rest of them was not fresh. So I went back to get them.
Okay, hold on. So you went back, right?
She's eating in the restaurant.
Okay.
So she sat down in the restaurant to eat.
Well, this is how fries work, right?
Yeah.
If you eat one, progressively the ones behind it are colder. Like
every fry you eat is colder. That's so fucking funny.
Like if you eat two and then stop eating them,
then they're going to get colder.
You stupid ass. All right, let's go.
To get me another fry, who pays $3 and something for a large fry, and you can't eat them. This is the 10-piece chicken nugget. I have not even got started on this. This is the dipping sauce for the nuggets, barbecue and ranch. I did eat my bacon cheeseburger, and then the fries are over here at the register, and this woman has an attitude rather than for her.
Okay, so I failed to put this in context. So she did, I guess she discovered the fries were not to her liking, took them up to the register, complained about it, didn't get the service that she expected, then came back to the table to film this video. That's what happened. And then that's where we start the video.
Just replace it. And she's going to tell me she's not going to give me anything. Look, I haven't even ate this. I'm going to pause this. I'm going over.
I'm going to go ahead and say she just told me that she ate an entire burger.
Right.
And then maybe went back to her fries and they were cold.
And they were cold, yes. That seems to be the most likely.
I'm going to say that if she touches those nugs,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be about the same temperature. Right.
Those nugs are probably cold at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See what she says.
Here to the, this, I'm going over here to the cashier. This one there, that one there has an attitude, and I want my money back because they have ruined my experience. I just wanted them to replace the fries so I could finish eating the rest of my food. And by the way, today is Wednesday, January the 14th, 2020, and I'm in San Jose.
So, all right, videos like this fuck me up because, like, all these people that fucking complain about food and any kind of restaurant, like, I've seen a bunch of videos like this. They film it like they're giving, like, the other, a co-parent child support.
Oh, yeah, it's like, a very
this
documentation.
It is December 14th, and I am, my name is blah, 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 and I am giving this person money right now for our child, and it is documented, and,
they film it like it's going to be read back in court, is what they do,
They've seen one video online, and they want to go viral so bad and be right, which is fucking crazy to me.
And so, okay, so now at this point, she's paused the video.
Yeah.
And she has gone back up to the counter, and there's the crumpled bag sitting on the counter. And the two employees throughout this just continue going about their business.
Because you get behind. It's called a goddamn fast food restaurant.
Right.
If you stop for one, by the way, if you fucking complain, you paid $3.
Right.
If you were at Ruth's Chris or some ignorant fucking steakhouse that charges way too much for their shit, I would understand.
Right.
Complaining. But it's fucking like.
Right. You have to. It's a question of picking your battles. What is your time worth? Is your time worth filming a fucking, today is December 13th. I'm here at it's cloudy outside. There's fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah. Is it worth your time, or do you just take the hit and not go back to that Burger King ever again?
The beginning, she was like, I don't usually eat beef. It really fucks me up. But the first thing I ate was this entire beef sandwich.
She says it shocks my system, and she'll go back into that. But so now she's at the counter. They're continuing their business.
Okay. And they're still minding their business.
Thank you. That's it? So three chicken junior, one rodeo king, and a small fries? Okay.
I'm being told that I'm not going to get a refund on the food after this is the manager that have ruined my lunch experience. I just simply asked for them to swap out the fries. I was not rude. She was initially rude and did not expect anyone to get rude back with her. Now she's telling me she's not going to give me anything. Here's the 10-piece
okay,
chicken
pause
nugget.
It right there.
Okay.
And the burger.
She, like a lot of these people, gives herself away with what she just said there because she yeah. says she was initially rude and didn't expect anyone to be rude back. So she just basically said, like, what happened was is she perceived that manager as being rude to her
yeah.
and probably said some wild fucking shit to that manager to the point where they went, you know what? I'm not even taking care of you.
It's like, oh, yeah? I can't get my fries? Well, I hope you lose right. your job and your dog dies.
Right. That is literally the attitude. But that is, this lady is trying to frame the video to say, look at this poor service I'm getting. But she didn't film the part where she probably went buck wild.
Right.
You know, on the manager. So, but that's
yeah, I can't fuck with that person anymore.
Okay.
I'm done with that experience.
Okay, now this one is Karen's and road rage. So,
oh, that's something we haven't touched on.
Right. And I think I have maybe one or maybe two of these. Okay. So, this Karen is
set us up.
This Karen's in traffic and she's upset. I think that's pretty much the only framing you need for this. A person who was not involved in the incident, but is next to her, is filming her.
Wait, the person filming was not involved in what happened?
No, this is a complete bystander video.
Okay.
You're the one with the Christ thing on your car, you dumbass! Fuck you, man!
What?
You impotent piece of shit! I hope your kids get cancer!
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
So that's another car.
Yeah, that's all the house! What are you filming me, you sick fuck? Is that funny to you?
All right. What are you filming me, you sick fuck?
Dude, what?
She said, dude, she hit like the trifecta. She said, I hope your kids get cancer. And then she started screaming in Spanish at the other fucking car.
Somebody else that had nothing to do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I really want to know the context of that video.
She probably just got cut off or something. I don't know. Fuck. It doesn't take much,
it
really.
Doesn't take much. So it would be even funnier. If she was not a Spanish person.
No, but she just...
And she just learned that somewhere.
No, and she doesn't really look Spanish. I just thought it was like, you know, I don't know why she does, you know, but...
I don't know why she does impressions.
Maybe for road rage, she knows road rage Spanish. That's what it is.
Double R Spanish?
I heard madre, so I assume she was, you know, your mother's a whore or something. No. I don't know.
No, she said fuck your mother.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so this next lady... It looks like sort of, what do you call houses like that? That are townhomes.
Townhomes.
It looks a little bit like townhomes with garages.
Right.
And there's a moving truck parked sort of catty corner next to her driveway. And this is a stocky sort of lady with real short hair.
Right.
And she's dressed for yard work and she's got her hose in her hand. And the video starts when she's chin to chin, nose to nose, chin to chin with this young black fella who is a mover.
Yeah, he has a back brace on. He's fucking
right.
working.
He's clearly a mover. And
well, not a back brace, but the back support.
Yeah, the lifting
thing.
Belt.
Yeah.
So she has a problem. I assume initially she had a problem with how they parked. And maybe they're parked on her grass.
Oh, boy.
And the situation is elevated to the point where now she's in this guy's face and his moving partner, the guy he works with, is filming
right.
the situation.
Which,
and that is
good. This is, you know, good to have somebody.
Yeah, film it and get your back.
Yeah.
Keep on.
Hit me.
Keep on.
Because
I want you to go to jail. And I don't care.
I don't
care.
Hey,
bro, let it go, bro.
Nose to nose.
You picked the right motherfucking one, motherfucker.
I know who I am, what I do out here.
Guess what? I don't think you know who I am and what I do out here.
Okay, hold on. Let me pause. She is, the whole time, she could just let off the hose.
Yeah, she never lets go of the hose. Yeah, this whole
she's
video,
still spraying.
She never released. I imagine she's white knuckling the hose.
Like she could not. What? All right.
Get off my grass!
Stop spraying our people's stuff.
That ain't your stuff. That's the fucking road, motherfucker. Hey, Get off my shit, bro.
We can't finish this shit. She out here. Oh damn, we got to watch this shit, bro.
No, you Trish ain't staying here. Call the police. You're not allowed to park up here and block shit. And you're not allowed to be on my property. And you're on my fucking shell garden, ruin it. And then I'm gonna fucking sue your ass.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what Trent? Where's Trent?
He said he on his way, bro.
Yeah, he on his way. He gonna fucking stroke a check for $200 when he gets here.
What's his address, bro? Tell them we are on Ocean. It's
104
Old Ocean View Road Avenue.
It ain't 104, it's 103. Fuckhead!
Which I love, but when I've seen this a million times now, I'm getting ready for the show, but what it was is they were saying the address that they were delivering to. And she screamed her own address.
So
she was so irate. She was like, "It's 103.
So
fuck
him." She has threatened to shoot these people.
Yes, right away. She pulled that card super quick
because the moving truck is on. I don't know if they're moving out or moving in, but this is something to look into if you're moving into this place.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine you hired the movers to move your shit in, and then you get this video like the next day?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, cool, that's my neighbor.
Yeah. Your stuff's not there yet. Right. This lady with water.
She was fucked. Super pissed.
It's super pissed.
Oh, man. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. What the fuck, man?
He's going to stroke a check. For
$200 for what, you weirdo?
Oh, so this is so there's been a new movement with Karens. I'm sure by now everyone's seen the famous picture of the protesters protesting against lockdown measures.
Yeah,
and the nurse standing blocking their way, and the Karen leaning out of the side of the truck.
Yeah.
So there's been a new sort of explosion of Karen. Content from those protests,
which just fucking blows my mind. Not like,
oh yeah,
Jesus Christ! All right, well, so set us up for this.
Like, so this is a woman, just as far as I can remember, just explaining.
This old woman has a shirt on that says "Reopen Pennsylvania."
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's explaining her point of view.
Oh,
why Pennsylvania should be reopened.
Oh man, that sounds.
My biggest fear right now is how quick American patriots crumbled and hid in their homes because their government told them that they should. We can't hide in our homes and not produce for our families and for future generations because of a virus that may kill us. So what do I say to the science? I say I don't believe your science because I believe my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoops. There it is.
All right. Well, when you bring God into and Karenism, that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, there's so many different types. It's just
I'd rather not come across like the religious Karens or the scariest Karens.
Oh, yes, they are.
But yeah, I do not ever want to fuck with a religious Karen. That sounds. But I've seen, I saw a video, it was a dude, like, he actually had his mic on a fucking, like, a boom stand, and he was, like, distancing, you know?
Yeah.
And he was, it was a church in some state that opened up, or didn't even close. This was weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was after church service, he comes out, and he's, like, interviewing these ladies that are coming out, and this woman goes, you know, I'll be fine. I have God's blood on me.
Yeah, I'm covered in the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
And it was funny because those videos went viral, and then there was also other, obviously in the sermon that day, he had said, the preacher had said something to the effect of, we're covered in the blood of Christ. We can't be hurt by this, because more than one person said blood of Christ.
That's not something that's just every person's language.
It was just all in the forefront of their mind, and they really believed it.
That's those religious ones are we're gonna cancel those out,
right?
Yeah, religious Karens are canceled.
Which I had I grew up next to a my first girlfriend was a pastor's daughter, and
stupid.
Her whole family didn't wear it was my neighbors. They didn't wear seatbelts in the car, and I asked her why they didn't wear seatbelts in the car, and
because they killed Earnhardt.
She said that was lack of protection. That was a no Hans device. Okay. Killed Earnhardt.
All right,
we'll do a whole episode. Yeah, anyway,
you do yours. All right.
Anyway, she was like, you know, we don't wear seatbelts because, you know, God looks over us.
Mm, okay.
So that's the exact same mentality that those people have. But anyway, the last video I found is is probably, we could do a show just on this. It's middle-aged white dudes who hate skateboarders.
Oh, yeah, those are...
Or as you could say, they're Karens skateboarders.
Middle-aged white dudes that I guess didn't do anything in high school.
They're like, why aren't you playing football? Right. Why are you skating?
Yeah.
You fucking queer?
Like, yeah, something like that. I got called queer so many times for skateboarding. just so many of those. I get it. All right, here we go.
Dude, you understand? I don't want kids grinding their fucking faggoty skateboards on my goddamn curb and scratching it up.
I am on the curb. I am on the street.
I've been watching you on my surveillance camera, you fucking douchebag.
I'm not grinding anything. I'm not on your sidewalk.
Dude, I can call the cops, and they can come here, and they're going to kick you out of here. It's unsafe. You're driving all in the street. The streets are for cars, not kids skateboarding. I'm right. I'm not going to tie up a police officer that's got bigger, better things to do than fuck with a bunch of faggot skateboard.
It is literally just not illegal to skate on the street.
Yeah.
What? The cops would literally they cannot do anything. We're not doing anything wrong. We're not on your property.
I see you filming me. I don't give a shit. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to follow you home. And okay. I'm going to talk to you.
So these kids were skateboarding on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man.
And this guy's parked in his fucking Lexus or whatever it was, screaming at them.
Yeah. Screaming at them that he's not going to do anything about it. He's just upset with the way.
Right.
With what they're doing.
He said, you're going to scratch up my curbs. Who the fuck? What are you having dinner on the curb?
Hold on.
Are you trying to eat off the curb?
You think this dude got home and, you know, chances are somebody that kind of knows this guy has saw it and he got tagged in something maybe.
Yeah.
And his wife goes, scratch up your sidewalk with faggoty skateboards, Rick, really?
You know your oldest son is gay.
You made the fucking internet today, Rick. Right. You know that? Good fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
Now Marsha's mad.
I think it's an anger issue. Maybe at its core, it's an anger issue.
Oh, it definitely. It's an aggression. Like, you want to, like, all these people should just have a punching bag.
Yeah, they should have a heavy bag to fucking work. Instead of, they can put a McDonald's uniform on it and fucking go at it.
Yeah.
And maybe that shit won't happen. But
I very much doubt that will ever
happen. It wouldn't work.
This is going to be a thing.
But I tell you what, the way I looked at it when I dealt with it every day is shit rolls downhill. So let's say your old man's a piece of shit who fucking hollers at you for whatever around the house.
Oh, right.
And then you go out to pick up dinner for the family.
Right.
And something's wrong and you see a person that you can take aggression out on.
Right.
You're going to take that opportunity to do so because your kids don't listen to you. Your husband doesn't give a shit what you say, or your wife doesn't give a shit what you say, and you're going to take that opportunity to belittle someone and make them feel the same way you feel.
Right.
That's literally the way I looked at it.
And you know, there's these fuckers have reproduced, and there is kids in elementary school that are acting the same way. I have a daughter, and I'm pretty sure she says old shit all the time, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what else it could be, you know? Like, Nora just should be like, oh, shit. Like, there's got to be, like, some kind of, because I can't think of a time where I said that, but maybe I did in front of her, you
right.
know?
Right, because it's not a monumental event. You drop something, and you go, oh, shit. You know, it's not like, you know.
Yeah, but that's on a higher scale.
Right.
But, you know, there's kids out there, like, you imagine one of like a Karen Jr. that's like in third grade and like somebody takes her fucking, it's like, no, I'm writing a letter to the principal.
Right.
And we're going to get that purple crayon back. We're going to do that. And I want her to lose her position in this school. Like, she sits beside you in third grade. Right. What is she going to lose?
Well, it's
you little fuck.
It's about behavior is learned. You learn your behavior from your environment. So, you know, if you accidentally curse around a kid and they start cursing, then that's one thing. But if you belittle service workers around your kids, they're going to grow up thinking that that's okay.
Yeah. Also, you know? If you're fucking extremely, I say extremely racist, but you know, all racist
right.
is bad. But you know, you only see the horrible ones online, but even little racist remarks about, you know, even saying those around the kids,
it all adds up.
It'll pop back at you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, in the South, how many kids just drop N-bombs in fucking elementary school?
Right. Well, yeah, nobody's born racist. You get fucking, that's environmental. And also, nobody's born mean to fucking...
Yeah, no one's born, no one's born racist, and no one's born a Karen.
There you go. That's the biggest takeaway.
Is that what you've learned from this?
I think there's a quote, and I wish all the research I did, I should have looked up this quote, but... the gist of it is you can tell the character of a person by how they treat someone who can't defend themselves.
Right.
So you look at how a person treats a dog or a cat. You look at how a person treats their kids.
And you can
look at how a person treats the fucking guy making $8.25 an hour.
Right.
And you can know everything there is to know about that person.
Right. Spot on. Yeah, if I was to be in a hiring position as a manager, in any industry... I would take them out to eat.
See how they treat it.
At a place that I know is notorious for bad service.
Right.
And see how they deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. And I'm going to, when we get interns, I'm going to hire them that way.
Right. Take them out to the worst restaurant in town.
But honestly, I also win because I don't spend a lot of money.
Well, there you go. Well, they have to pay. That's part of the... it's not coming out of the budget. Not for the interns.
No, not for the interns.
all right. By the way, apply for internships.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you want to go to a shitty restaurant. Right. Whatever. All right. If you like this episode or anything else that we've done, please go like and subscribe our show on all the platforms that are available. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Plenty. Anywhere that you can listen, go rate, review, like our shit. Add us on Instagram at Bad Seed Podcast. You know. Also, we have on our anchor.fm page, we have a support button. It's donations to the show because this is basically all donation driven. You know, we don't really make money from this, but you know, one day we will.
Right.
So, if you would like to do that, click that. And also there's a message, leave us a voice message and, it'll be silly.
It'd be good.
Elliot, you got anything else?
No, just thanks for listening and, hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you see a Karen,
swing on sight.
All right. Thanks for listening.